Regarding the fast of Prophet David being the best, the Hadith tells us, the Messenger of Allah, praise and peace be upon him, was told that I, Abdullah ibn Amr, had said, I shall fast each day and spend the whole night in voluntary prayer for as long as I live. The Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, asked me, are you the one who said this? I replied, indeed I said it, O Messenger of Allah. May my father and my mother be your ransom. He said, you will not be able to sustain this. You can fast, but with breaks between. You can get up for voluntary prayer, but you should also sleep. Fast 3 days a month, and as the value of a good deed is tenfold, this is equal to fasting forever. I said, I am strong enough to do better than that. He said, then fast 1 day out of every three. I said, I'm stronger enough to do even better than that. He said, well, fast 1 day and not the next. This was a fast of David, and it is the most fair. I said, I'm strong enough to do better than that. The Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, replied, there is nothing better than this. Now I wish I had accepted the suggestion of the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, that I fast 3 days a month. This would have been dearer to me than my children and my wealth. In another narration, I have been told that you observe the fast every day and stand for a voluntary prayer throughout the night. I said, that is so, O Messenger of Allah, praise and peace be upon him. He said, do not do this. Fast and then leave it. Sleep, then stand in prayer. Your body has rights. Your eyes have rights. Your wife has rights. And your guest has a right. It is sufficient if you fast for 3 days a month, because every good deed has tenfold value, and this way of fasting is equal to fasting forever. But I was hard on myself, and so hardship was imposed upon me. I said, O Messenger of Allah, praise and peace be upon him, I feel strong. He said, then observe the fast of David, the Prophet of Allah, and do not add to it. I asked, what was the fast of David? He replied, half the time. When Abdullah became old, he would say, alas, how I wish I had accepted the first waiver of the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him. In another narration, I have been told that you fast every day and recite the entire Quran during each night. I replied, that is so, O Messenger of Allah, and I intend only good in doing so. He said, fast like the fast of David, the Prophet of Allah. He worshipped more than any other man and completed the recitation of the holy reading in 1 month. I replied, O Prophet of Allah, I am strong enough to do more than this. He said, then complete it every 20 days. I said, O Prophet of Allah, I feel strong enough to do more than that. He said, then recite it every 10 days. I said, O Prophet of Allah, I have strength to do more than that. He said, well then recite it every 7 days and do not add to its recitation. So I was hard on myself and hardship was imposed upon me. The Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, told me, you do not know, you may have a long life. Then I reached that of which the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, had spoken. When I became old, I wished I had accepted the waiver of the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him. In another narration, your son has a right. In another narration, whosoever fasts continuously is considered not to have fasted. This was repeated thrice. In another narration, the fast most acceptable to Allah is the fast of David, and his prayer was most acceptable to Allah in his prayer. He slept half the night and stood in prayer 1/3 of it, and then slept again 1/6. He would fast 1 day and not the next. He never retreated in the face of the enemy. In another narration, my father had married me to a woman from a good family and would inquire from his daughter-in-law about me. She would say, a fine man indeed. Since I have come to him, he has not lain down in our bedding, nor has he withdrawn the cover. When he continued for some time, my father mentioned the matter to the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him. He told my father, send him to me. So I went to him. He asked me, "How often do you fast?" I replied, "Each day." Then he asked me, "How often do you conclude the recitation of the Quran?" I replied, "Once a night." Then followed that which has already been related. When Abdullah became old, he recited 1/7 of his nightly recitation to some members of his family during the day to lighten his task at night. When he needed relief from fast, he would fast alternate days for a few days and make up the number of fasts missed later at least if in case he... Oh, stop.